It's Thursday, the day we read from your email.
This week, our inbox was flooded with your comments about Daniel's Wordling story on soldiers who have experienced post-traumatic stress disorder after returning from Iraq. Many of you wrote to point out that PTSD is not unique to this war.
John Bittner of Pittsburgh writes, I am a Vietnam combat veteran who also suffers from PTSD. I can assure you the disturbing flashbacks and depression should be taken seriously. I'm distressed by the indifference these soldiers are receiving at Fort Carson. This is not merely a failing of the Army, but of the entire nation. We haven't learned better in 30 years.
Louise Bailey from Nashville writes, I was saddened and outraged with the government and Army's lack of response to the soldiers in your story. My father returned from World War II with the same issues. Thankfully, the Army didn't dismiss him as weak or try to discharge him. Even though therapies and medicines were not as sophisticated in the mid-1940s, the Army tried to restore my father's health. Much of the psychiatric care given to him was experimental, and his mental health was not completely restored. Even so, the government continued his treatment and care until he died.
And there are more comments on Daniel Wordling's report, many from veterans at our website. And this afternoon, NPR received a copy of a letter from three U.S. senators, Barbara Boxer, Christopher Bond, and Barack Obama, to the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. They ask him to look into the allegations raised in our report about the treatment of soldiers at Fort Carson.
Our story about a rancher in Kansas who refuses to poison the prairie dogs on his property, despite a government order, sent many of you to your computers to write.
This email comes from Don Frankfurt of Gillette, Wyoming. I've been a seasonal national park ranger for almost 40 years in a park in which prairie dogs are a significant part of the ecosystem. The doggers are despised by the locals, but according to researchers, prairie dogs provide benefits to a prairie ecosystem. The grass that they clip close to the ground grows back as fresh shoots that are more nutritious for bison. Also, the thinned grass provides space for the leafy and flowering prairie plants to take root. Prairie dogs are so significant in a grassland ecosystem beyond being sources of food for predators, they are considered a keystone species.
Finally, a couple of clarifications.
Earlier this week, a guest on our show said that drug companies created complicated, unpronounceable generic names for their drugs so that people will remember their brand names. Well, Michelle Yelmin of Del Mar, California, was very upset by that. Shame on NPR, she writes, for allowing an interviewee to pontificate beyond his realm of competency and for airing unwarranted negative publicity for drug companies. She notes that all drug names are based in part on their function, and they are reviewed by a panel called the U.S. Adopted Names Council. It's run by the American Medical Association and other groups. The companies suggest the names, but the council can veto them. A spokesperson for the council says pronounceability is a factor.
Also, a few of you heard our program on Tuesday and thought we had something wrong.
Well, I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air.
Now, the question is, which Muppet is that, Ernie or Kermit? I said it was Ernie.
Well, Tom Denlinger of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, was not alone in his response. Oh, Melissa, he writes, big error. It was Kermit who sang I Want to Visit the Moon, not Ernie. My children are offended. Just kidding.
Okay, well, we went back and checked just to be sure, and here's a comparison. Here we go, Robert. Here's Ernie.
No, maybe just before he ate the cake, he sort of shook it over the plate and got the crumbs on the plate here. And then he took a napkin and he wiped his mouth with it and he handed me the napkin.
Okay, so that's Ernie, and now here's Kermit.
And this is a mystery box. You see, if anybody can guess from the clues I give what is in this box, then they can keep what is in the box.
Okay, so there, the first one, the cute little orange guy. The second, Kermit the Frog. You can tell a difference?
I don't know how anyone could ever be confused.
Well, if you think we've got it wrong or right, write to us. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. And by the way, that was Ernie singing the song about the moon.
Put down the deck if you want to play the saxophone. Yeah!
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.